Welcome to Stop Paying Capital Gains Now, where guests will share their experiences in saving money easily with this spendthrift trust. The real name for the trust is Irrevocable Complex Discretionary Non-Grantor Spendthrift Trust. Capital gains are currently 23.8% on any profits, be it a crypto investor, crypto miner, real estate investor, day trader, forex, stock market trader. Your guest is Sally Gimmick, and I want to make sure that you can learn how to save money easily.
Hi, my name is Sally Marie Gimmick, and I own thetrustisyou.com, and this is my new podcast called Stop Paying Capital Gains Now. I want to go over the differences between short-term capital gains and long-term capital gains. First off, I want to tell you what capital gains are. This is from the IRS, the tax tip 2003-29. Almost everything you own and use for personal purposes, pleasure, or investment is a capital asset. Talk about a broad statement. Currently, short-term capital gains is what I work with in real estate and in crypto. Because with my real estate, I'm wholesaling. I'm doing money on the fix and flip. We're stopping an auction, wholesaling from there. Short-term capital gains is anything that's happening within a year. Long-term capital gains is more than a year. Currently in the United States, short-term capital gains are 23.8% on your profits. I told you how I got started with the trust is because I bought a bank-owned reverse mortgage in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. The paperwork, I bought it for $20,000, July 2020. They told me when the auctions open again, middle of COVID, remember this, when the auctions open again, it had to be sold, the starting bid on auction was $50,000. So I held it for 13 months. I got July, it went to auction August of 2021. And instead of being sold for $50,000, it went up to $64,000, yay Sally, and I made $44,000 on that one deal. I was able to save over $10,500 on that one deal. Now, those are short-term capital gains. One of the groups I am talking to right now are business brokers, because so many people are unaware when you sell a business. I don't care if you're selling a deli, if you're selling a car wash, if you're selling nail. I used to have my nails done. I took off nail polish. It was red, like my shirt. A nail polish parlor. You're selling Schwann's home delivery route. Those are long-term capital gains. Again, from the IRS, you either have long-term capital gains at zero. That's for nonprofits, 15% or 20%. I am not a CPA. I do not tell the business brokers which will be 15% or 20%. That's for the CPA to talk to them about. Quite honestly, the only two licenses I have, I am an insurance agent and I have a driver's license. I'm not a CPA. So with one of the business brokers that I spoke to just a few weeks ago, I wouldn't want to have his job. He has files all over the place. He picked up a file and it was two gentlemen selling two car washes in Ohio. The selling price was going to be $2 million. And he said, well, tell me about capital gains on that. Easy peasy. 15% of $2 million is $300,000. Divide it in half, we're talking about $150,000 per investor they would pay. They're not planning on selling this business until February of 2023. So they wouldn't pay the capital gains on this until April 15th of 2024. You know, kick the can down the road a little bit. But he's just like, wow, I didn't realize that. And I said, you know, if they're at 20%, again, the CPA will tell you this, that would be $400,000. And he was just like, this is amazing. We need to start working with you with all our clients, because they were unaware of that. The business broker was unaware of that. And the clients were unaware of that. So I spoke to the business broker on Wednesday. I told him, hey, it takes 2 weeks to set up the trust. Again, this is a very specialized trust. I'm backtracking, so I have to apologize. The trust, Spendthrift Trust, there's both the business trust and the beneficial trust. They're both called irrevocable, means it goes from generation to generation. Irrevocable, complex, that means that it can hold money day to day, month to month, week, year to year, decade to decade. Discretionary. The trustee, I'm the trustee of my family's trust. I can make the rules. Non-grantor, somebody who is not a beneficiary, someone who you do not invest with, will set up the trust and sign away their name. but you do need their social security number and Spendthrift. This is what keeps everything so private. Now, depending, there's the business trust and the beneficial trust. Both trusts will save you on the federal taxes. Both trusts will keep your information 100% private, and both trusts will keep you from being sued in any lawsuits. Very important things to deal with. But what I'm talking about right now is the beneficial trust. The five things the beneficial trust will save you on: A is capital gains, short-term capital gains, 23.8%, and could go up to 40% for some tax brackets. Long-term capital gains are either 15% or 20%. That will save you on interest income. If you do the Burr strategy investing in real estate, I do notes, that's interest income. Dividends, if you have any stock dividends, one of my clients has inherited a very nice portfolio from his parents, didn't realize how much he was going to have to pay in capital gains in 2021. Guess you got a trust. It's going to save you in rent rolls. I don't care if you're doing Airbnb, if you're doing long-term rentals, or if you're doing six-week rentals. All of that, or one of my clients has two mobile home parks. He makes all this money on the rent rolls and also on the vending machines in the laundry room for laundry detergent and drying. Bounce. I don't know what those bounce things are. And then his Coke machines and his candy machines. Makes a lot of money doing that. And then the fifth one is royalties. Again, one client inherited his granddad's land, has six oil wells on it. Good for him. Another, they're together. They're two people together. They're not husband and wife, but it's man and woman. They have written two country western songs together. I did not know you got paid so much when you write songs. She has one song that four different artists have released on that. So she's making some very good money on that. So again, with beneficial trust, this is what we're talking about, short-term and long-term capital gains. Now, most people are like, oh, that's for real estate investors, or that's for stock market investors. But if you are selling a business, any kind of business, a deli, a pizza parlor, anything like that, you will pay capital gains. So my goal for 2023 is to talk to as many business brokers as possible to help them help their clients win-win-win. I do give a joint venture agreement to the business broker for bringing me new clients. Hey, they make a little bit of money. Their clients save a lot of money, and I make a bit that I get to make another sale. Now, I know quite a few people out there are going to say, well, if I'm a real estate investor, I can do a 1031 exchange. Be my guest. You have a really crazy timeline to handle, and you have to find a third party to work with you. So you have 45 days of put the property up and find the third party, and you have 180 days to do the other party. Why do all that work? You know, if you just had a Spendthrift trust, yes, you have to pay for it once and only once. You have a Spendthrift trust, you can do everything in that Spendthrift trust. And the most important thing is when you do a 1031 exchange, it's like property for like property. So if it's a raw land, it's for raw land. If it's a single family house, it's a single family house. One of my clients, wonderful couple, they're in their 70s. They had, they're in Florida, and they're, if y'all know anything about Florida real estate, it's called the Homestead Act. You can claim a house as your homestead. This was an investment property they bought for $300,000. They did put in $100,000 in fixing it up and everything, and they were going to sell it for $1.2 million. So they're like, oh, we are going to have to do a 1031 exchange, and they were going to have to pay so much for the third party. What come to find out, besides just having this one house that they were fixed up, they fix and flip, the husband has an airplane that he rents out to people to learn how to fly. They have three other rental properties and other things. So they were so happy to get this trust. Also, as I don't want to use her, I'll use her first name, Vera, said she's 74 years old. She didn't want to go find another house or two houses for this. She took the $600,000 that she saved from the capital gains, and she invested it into a REIT. With the REIT, any money she makes from that does go through the trust too. So again, I'm not telling you you need this trust. It's not a necessity. It's this to help you save with whatever you do. So if you're in crypto mining, if you're investing in crypto, if you're doing stock options, if you're a day trader, if you're in Novatech, you know, I am in Novatech. I'll just put a little plug in there for that. I put $500 in August 31st. They're paying me every single Friday. They're paying me compounded interest rate. Now, I'll be honest, this is close to the end of the year. I'm up over $700. I've made $200 on that. That $200 is going to be a subject to capital gains. Now, I let me do this real quick because some people are going to ask some questions about this because this goes through one of my groups here. So they told me when I joined Novatech, they told me keep it there for 5 years. I should have almost $1 million. I'm going a little bit more conservative. I'm saying I'm going to have $800,000. So I'm a little bit more conservative. So that's $25 a month times 12. That's $300 times five, $1,500 plus the $500 that I put in. So $2,000. So let's say I'm going to make $800,000 minus $2,000 and then times that by 2.38. In 5 years, when I'm 63 years old, when I take my money out of Novatech, if I take all the money out, it's going to be over $189,000 in capital gains. Trust me, if you're a Novatech, you can afford to get this trust to save that $189,000. When you're selling a business, let's say you're selling it for $2 million and you're paying 15% against it. Again, that's going to be $300,000 in capital gains unless you have the trust. I want to help as many people out there to save money in whatever they're doing. Do what you do and do what you do well. I'm here to help you save capital gains, interest income, dividend income, rent rolls, and royalties. I do go live every single Monday night, 8 p.m. East Coast time, to do a live Q&A. And when you do go out to thetrustisyou.com, you'll get my slides that I go over on Monday. But you will also be able to set up an appointment with me from this podcast. You'll be able to set up this appointment with me. If you like this podcast, Stop Paying Capital Gains Now, please subscribe. And if you don't mind, leave a comment, because I'm desperately trying to grow my podcast so I can reach as many people as possible. Thank you so much for all your help. Again, this is Sally Marie Gimmon. My website is thetrustisyou.com. And the podcast is Stop Paying Capital Gains Now. Take care. Have a beautiful, beautiful 2023.
Thank you for listening to Stop Paying Capital Gains Now. You can find out more about this at thetrustisyou.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can get this in every other episode that comes out. We have lots of great stuff coming up, so make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out. Thank you in advance for all the reviews and comments. I really do appreciate it. And I look forward to serving you next week's episode. Take care. Have a beautiful week.